This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. U.S. military branches are instructed to identify transgender service members by March 26 and begin to remove them. That's according to newly released Pentagon guidance filed in a court case. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson has read the document.
The language that the Pentagon has issued in its 13-page letter about its new policy on transgender members is really clear that they do not believe under the Trump administration that such individuals even serving in the military is consistent with the interests of national security or in the best interests of the military services.
President Trump is ordering massive across-the-board cuts in the federal workforce, as CBS's Erica Brown reports.
Just before Trump addressed reporters, a memo was sent to government agency heads directing them to undertake preparations to initiate large-scale reductions in force consistent with applicable law.
This country has gotten bloated and fat and disgusting and incompetently run.
Trump signed an executive order Wednesday directing some federal agencies to further review spending and apply more cost-cutting measures.
British Prime Minister Keir Starmer will meet with Trump at the White House today.
The Prime Minister's visit comes as the president has upended U.S. foreign policy, especially when it comes to the war in Ukraine. Starmer will try to persuade Trump to maintain support for Ukraine, even as the president has seemingly backed Russia, which invaded Ukraine. Starmer's visit to the White House follows a similar visit by French President Macron earlier this week, as European allies seek assurances that the U.S. still backs Europe as it deals with Russia's aggressive actions. Linda Kenyon, CBS News, the White House.
The U.S. Supreme Court heard oral arguments for a reverse discrimination case. Marlene Ames sued the Ohio Department of Youth Services for allegedly denying her a promotion and then demoting her, she says, because she is heterosexual. CBS News legal correspondent Jan Crawford explains her case had been dismissed because of a requirement to show a pattern of historic discrimination, which is out of reach for many reverse discrimination cases.
This case is really not about the merits of her case yet. She's just trying to get in the courthouse door. And so the door was shut to her because the lower courts here found out she didn't meet that extra burden, jump through that additional hoop. If the Supreme Court rules, which I believe that they're going to, that was unnecessary and illegal and they kick out that extra hoop, then that will revive her lawsuit.
Hamas says it's ready to negotiate the next phase of the Gaza ceasefire after handing over the remains of four hostages to Israel, which then released hundreds of Palestinian prisoners. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Something amazing is happening when power outages strike. Teams are powering through them. That's because CDW Solutions architects are building more resilient IT and electrical infrastructures with Schneider Electric. With EcoCare remote monitoring services and 24/7 support, your organization can do more than keep the lights on. Schneider Electric and CDW. Make amazing happen. Learn more at cdw.com/Schneider Electric.
Did you know you can get your prescriptions for less at your local pharmacy? You can with GoodRx. It's the free app that can save you money on your medications. Just search for your prescription, choose the pharmacy and the price that works best for you, and then show your GoodRx coupon to your pharmacist at the drop-off counter. GoodRx works at over 70,000 pharmacies, including Walmart, Rite Aid, and Walgreens, and it works whether you have insurance or not. It's easy to save. Next time you drop off your prescription, check GoodRx. To start saving today, go to GoodRx.com. GoodRx is not insurance.
Tossing beads around is a traditional part of Mardi Gras in New Orleans, but it can leave behind a mess.
More than 2 million pounds of trash just along the uptown route in the 10 days gets sent to the landfills.
Anna Wynn with the city's Office of Resilience and Sustainability says waste like beads and plastic and glass bottles can be recycled. She says there's ways to have a more sustainable Mardi Gras.
We're looking for unbroken, clean beads and clean throws. What we do with the beads and throws is we actually take them to partners like ArcGNO and St. Michael's Special School so that people with intellectual disabilities can actually sort through those beads and throws, repackage them, and sell them back to the crews.
WWLTV's Eleanor Tabone reporting. The scarcity of eggs because of bird flu keeps prices rising, so the U.S. Agriculture Department says it will buy eggs from other nations and will boost spending for flu detection and for vaccine research. Michael Toscano, CBS News.
I'm meteorologist Rodney Price. A few showers out there in the overnight. Otherwise, some patchy fog and plenty of clouds as well. A west breeze and lows in the lower 30s. On Thursday, partly sunny skies, gusty northwest winds. Afternoon highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy Thursday night. Currently 35 degrees.
Show. Oh, ceiling if you want me. Whoa, twice on the pipe. If the answer is no,
I love you, I love you.
Oh, my sweetness you. Means you'll
meet me in the hallway.
Twice on the pipe.
From Radio Park to the county fairgrounds in Union Grove and beyond, local news and timeless hits.
WRJN. Oh,
fool's rushing, but I can't help falling in love with you. Shall I stay? Would it be if I can't help falling in love with you? Like a river flows surely to the sea, darling, so it goes. Some things are meant to be.
updates on all the sports that matters with Mike Clemens. Mike's report started at 6 this morning with all the scores and highlights, along with comments from players and coaches. It's part of our local news and timeless hits on WRJN.
Day one, the hardest day, the day you hear,
this is a type of blood cancer.
But day one is just one day. At the Leukemia and Lymphoma Society, we are here to help you move past day one.
On day 45, I discovered an online community who shared great tips for in-treatment care.
I missed a lot of school during treatment, and LLS helped me keep up.
To learn more and get help on day 2, day 28, or any day, please visit lls.org or call 1-800-955-4572.
98 years, WRJN has been your home for local news. And we still deliver the news twice each hour and on demand at WRJN.com. You'll find the biggest local and state stories when you log on to the website or access WRJN via the Civic Media app. On the air or on demand, WRJN is Racine's source for news. WRJN.
I'm gonna wait till the midnight when that love.
WRJN.
If I had told her that I loved her, she would have stayed till who knows when. But I guess she couldn't understand it when I said I want to be your friend. Because a friend would never doubt you or ever put you up tight. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight. So sad, but I tell myself I didn't lose her. Cause you can't lose a friend you never had.
Come on now.
Because a friend won't say it's over and go out just for spite. And now I wonder what she's doing tonight. Oh yes, I wonder what she's doing tonight.
Because
Local news, timeless hits, WRJN. We've been bringing you local news for 98 years. We continue to do it on the air and, of course, online. Stuart J. Waddles keeps an eye on things around the clock. If you miss it during the day on the air, you can always find it online. Simply go to WRJN.com, click on local news, and you'll be up to date.
Every year, millions of pets go missing, leaving families heartbroken. If you lose or find a pet, Love Lost is here to help. Our free, easy-to-use platform uses photo-matching technology across multiple media platforms to bring lost pets home. Just upload a photo and quickly search the largest national lost and found pet database. Let's unite to reunite, because every lost pet deserves to find their way home. Register today at lovelost.com.
when the sun is down and burns the tar up on the roof, and your shoes get so hot you wish your tired feet were fireproof. With my baby's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
out of the sun.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be having some fun.
Under the boardwalk,
people walking about.
Under the boardwalk,
we'll be making love.
Under the boardwalk,
boardwalk. From the park you hear the happy sounds of a you can almost taste the hot dogs and french fries they sell. Under the boardwalk, down by the sea, yeah. On a blanket with my baby, that's where I'll be.
Under the boardwalk,
I'm telling you.
right down there looking up. And I might wave, come up here, but I don't see you waving now. I'm way down here wondering how I'm gonna get to you, but I know now I'll just cry.
CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Michael Toscano. The Pentagon is ordering the military to identify transgender service members by March 26th and discharge those who don't obtain special waivers by June 25. Loyola Law Professor Lori Levinson is reviewing the guidance.
It basically says that individuals who are transgender should not be serving in the military, and that absent extraordinary operational necessity, the military services will not allow such individuals to serve.
Federal government agencies have been given about 2.5 weeks to submit their plans for reorganizing and making large cuts in their